Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主的圣名, 讲道。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God for gathering us all here safely to come here to worship Him.
首先很感谢神可以让大各位, 平安地来到这里聚会。
Actually, the last two times I was here, we were talking about the suffering of Job.
在上两次我在这边的时候, 我们谈到了约伯的受苦。
We know Job is one of the characters in the Bible that suffered greatly for God.
我们知道约伯是圣经里面其中一个人物在为神受了很多苦。
So tonight I would like to share with you, we must go through many tribulations before enter the kingdom of God, heaven.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的题目就是我们在进入神的国之前必须经历很多的艰苦。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
首先让我们翻开使徒行传的第14章。
The book of Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
使徒行传14章的22节。
Verse 22.
22节.
Strengthen the souls of the disciple, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must through many tribulation enter the kingdom of God.
22节. 坚固门徒的心劝他们恒守所信的道，又说，我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。
We know in chapter 14 was Paul, who is almost stoned to death.
我们知道在14章的地方讲到保罗几乎被打死致死。
Even though he almost stoned to death, but he went back to preach the gospel anyway.
然而虽然如此,他还是回去继续传福音。
So during that time, many people come to believe.
所以那段时间很多人都信了受洗。
So in verse 22, he said, strengthening the soul of the disciple, exhorting them to continue in the faith.
因此在22节的地方说，他坚固门徒的信心，劝他们恒守所信的道。And
saying we must through many tribulation enter the kingdom of God.
继而他说，我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。So
we can see no one knows better than Paul the suffering for Christ.
我想没有人像保罗一样知道怎么样为神受苦。
Actually, when I first came to Christ, I never realized that we as Christians have to suffer much.
其实当我刚来信主的时候，我没有意识到要作为基督徒，我们要为主而受苦。
Because many brothers and sisters always testify to us, when you come to Christ, you will have peace, you will have joy.
因为很多弟兄姐妹见证都说，我们信主的人都有平安有喜乐。
When we come to Christ, Christ will always guide us and take care of us.
当我们来到主面前，主会带领我们。
Of course, all these things are true.
当然这都是真实的。
But nevertheless, I'm sure every one of us sitting here been gone through trial and tribulation before.
然而我知道诸位在座的诸位都会经过了很多的艰难。
Why? Because we as a children of God, we want to glorify God's name.
为什么呢? 因为我们作为神的儿女，我们都想荣耀神的名。
And whoever want to glorify God's name, we must go through trial and tribulation.
凡希望荣耀神的名的人都会经历很多的艰难。
That's why Jesus said, if anyone want to follow me, he must take up his cross and carry it.
因此在主耶稣说，凡是要守我的道，跟随我的人都要背我的十字架。
So from the beginning of mankind until now, those who love God, one time or another, they must go through trial and tribulation.
因此从古到今，爱神的人都会经历了很多的艰难。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
请翻开希伯来书。
Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书的11章。
Chapter 11, verse 36.
36节。
Still others had trial of mockings and scorching, yes, and of chains and imprisonment, verse 37.
37节。
They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain in the sword. They wander about in a sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, verse 38.
38.
Of whom the world was not worthy, they wander in the desert, mountain, and dens and caves of the earth, verse 39.
39.
All of these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, verse 40.
40.
God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. So we can see here, from verse 35 to verse 40, talking about those saints who live in faith.
所以从35节一直到40节，我们可以看到那些圣人。
Even though they have great faith toward God, but many of them die of persecution.
很多人他们对神很有信心，但是他们都为主而受苦而死。
So that's why in chapter 12 tells us, therefore we also, Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2.
所以在第二节十二章第二节的地方说，仰望为我信心创始中的城中的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐而轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
So Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2 say, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.Despising the shame, and had sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we can see in verse 2 here, it encourages us, yes, there's many witnesses before us, they had to go through trial and tribulation.
所以在十二章的第二节的地方，我们可以看到，的确我们要受很多的苦。
But how did they overcome it?
但那他们是怎么样克服这些苦难?
They overcame it by faith.
他们是通过信心克服这些。
And Paul encourages, because in chapter 12 verse 2 we say, look unto Jesus, because Jesus is an author and finisher of our faith.
因为在第二章的地方说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Because Jesus Christ, even though God, he is God himself, but he also need to endure the cross.
因为这边我们可以看到，即使耶稣是神，但是他也为我们受苦。
But after he endured the cross, and then he sit at the right hand of the throne of God.
那但他忍受了十字架的苦之后，他就坐在神宝座的右边。
So for us as the children of God, this is the hope that we are looking for.
所以作为神的儿女，这就是我们所盼望的。
Even though for a little while we must go through trial and tribulation.
在短暂的时间之内，我们可能经历了很多的艰难。
And if we think about these three types of suffering that we can go through,
我们仔细想的话，我们可以发现有三种的苦难。
For some of us, we can go we have physical suffering.
有一些人会经历在肉体上的苦难。
Second, we can have emotionally suffering.
有一些是在情绪上的苦难。
And third, we have spiritual suffering.
有一些就是在灵性上的一些苦难。
And if we look at Job, how he suffered, Job suffered all of these three sufferings.
要是我们看约伯的话，我们发现他在这三方面都经历过。
You can see his body was full of pus and full of boils.
我们看到他的身体上长满了疮。
So physically he suffered much.
所以肉体上他饱受痛苦。
And he lost all his children and also his wife also went against him.
他也失去了他所有的小孩，然后他的妻子也离弃他。
So if he lost all his children, mean emotionally, he must also suffer.
因此，他情绪上在感情上面也是受到很大的创伤。
But he also suffered in his spirit.
在灵性上同样的，他也受伤。
Because during that time, he did not commit sin against God.
因为那时候他觉得他没有得罪神。
But he still cannot understand why he had to suffer all those things.
但是他不理解为什么他要为此而受苦。
So that's why from chapter 2 all the way to chapter 42, Job asked the authority of God. He questioned the authority of God.
所以从约伯的第二章一直到四十二章，约伯一直在问神为什么。
So many of us, we also go through this kind of three suffering.
所以，因此我们可能也会经历这三种的苦难。
But the thing that we should suffering the most nowadays, I think, is spiritual suffering.
那我在这三种之中，我觉得最我们因为在灵性上的受苦应该是最大的。
Because all of us sit here, we are very, very healthy.
因为我们在座各位看上去都很健康。
But I think Uncle Sam, you go quite a bit of physical suffering also.
那 Uncle Sam 可能会经历一些眼睛上的一些痛苦。
But most of us, especially the younger generation, we are very healthy.
但是大部分的年轻人都很健康。
But even though we are very healthy, but sometimes truly we have to overcome the sin of the world.
那即使我们身体上很健康，我们还是要克服在世上的一些罪恶。
So when we fight against the sin of the world, so spiritually we suffer greatly.
那当我们要面对跟克服这世上的一些罪恶的时候，我们也肉体上受苦。
But we have to think, what are some of the reasons why we suffer?
但是我们要仔细想，为什么我们为此受苦。
What does the Bible tell us why we need to suffer?
圣经上面是如何告诉我们原因的。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
请看彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
第四章十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matter.
15节，你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。
So Peter encouraged us, let us not suffer as a murderer, a thief, and an evildoer.
所以这边彼得鼓励各位不鼓励门徒不要因为杀人、偷窃、作恶而受苦。
But the thing that shocked me the most is the last verse. It says, "As a busybody in other people's matter." So Peter he listed being a busybody in other people's matter, part of evil doing and murder and thief. Really, it's quite amazing.
所以我们可以看到他彼得把好管闲事跟杀人、偷窃、作恶放在一起了。
So for us as a Christian, truly, we should not have to suffer because of our sin, of course, our evil doing.
因此，作为基督徒，我们不应该为了这些事情而受苦。
Because the world, many of them, they suffer because of their sin.
因为世人都是因为他们作恶而受苦。
But for us as the children of God, we have overcome the sin through the blood of Christ.
原来作为神的儿女，我们通过了神的宝血，可以克服这些的罪恶。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 16.
请看创世纪的十六章。
Revelation chapter 16.
启示录的十六章。
Chapter 15 verse 10.
十五章。
Then the fifth angel pulled out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they knew their tongue because of their pain. Verse 11.
十一节。
They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. So we know in these two verses, this is the fifth bowl that the angel have poured upon the earth.
所以从这个十六章的第九节跟第十节十一节可以看到第五位天使他把碗倒在兽的座位上。
And they say during that time, many people are in great pain.
在那段时间当中，很多人因此而受苦。
We can see in the Bible when God.Put the wrath upon someone, he never used the bowl, right? But in the book of Revelation, because this is during the end time, people are so wicked, say their wrath was in a bowl, because a bowl is pretty big.
我们可以看到耶稣当神要发怒的时候，他从没用一个碗，但是在这边却用了这个天使却用了一个碗。
Because on the end, the sin will fulfill this whole earth.
因为在末日的时候世界都充满了罪恶。
Then that's the time when God pour out his wrath upon the people who live on the earth.
所以就用了一个很大的碗就把神把他的愤怒就降临在
世上。But in the book of Revelation, us, we do not live on the earth, but rather we live on the heavenly throne with Jesus Christ.
但是其实在启示录的时候我们是要跟神住在一起而不是住在地上。
So for us, if we suffer because of our sin, truly we need to repent.
因此，要是我们是因为我们的罪而受苦的话，我们要悔改。
We can see in verse 11, even those people went in such great pain, but they refused to repent, but rather blasphemed the name of God.
因为我们可以从十一节看到那些因苦因为受苦的，他们还是会亵渎神。
So you can see the first type of suffering, the first reason we suffer because of sin.
因此，我们可以看到第一种我们会受苦的原因是因为罪。
And the second suffering, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
第二种的受苦我们可以翻到彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
三章十四节。
But even if you should suffer for the righteousness sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threat, nor be troubled.
十四节，你们就是为义受苦。也是有福的，不要怕人的威胁，不要惊慌。
So we can see the second type, a second reason why we suffer because of righteousness.
因此可以看到第二种受苦的原因是为义而受苦。
And Job is a good character to give us an example why he suffered. The reason he suffered because he was right in the eye of God.
那约伯是其中一个很好的例子，他是为义而受苦。
So nowadays, I think many of us, the reason we suffer becausewe want to do the right thing in front of God.
现在我们很多人受苦也是因为我们想在做在神眼中为对的事情。
For example, for the younger generation.
例如对年轻人来说。
Many of us, many people in the world, Friday night, Saturday night, many of them, they would go out drinking and dancing and partying.
很多年轻人在星期五、星期六晚上都会出去享乐。
So a lot of youth who's in our church when they're in college, they feel it's a suffering because Friday night they cannot go out drinking, right? Or go dancing.
所以对我们在教会的一些年轻人，当他们在大学的时候，他们觉得这是一种受苦，因为他们星期五晚上不能出去。
Of course, in a way, it seems they suffer because they want to do the right thing.
因为他们想做在神眼中为对的事情。
But if they go dancing and drinking, then they will suffer because of their sin.
那但是要是他们出去享乐去跳舞的话，他们受苦就是因为他们做了不该做的事。
So this is the second type of suffering, a second reason why we suffer.
这就是我们第二个会受苦的原因。
But in verse 18, First Peter chapter 3 verse 18, For Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but make alive in the spirit.
但是在三章十八节的地方说，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
So the third reason why we suffer because just like Christ, the suffering of Christ.
所以第三种受苦就是基督的受苦。
Christ, the reason he suffered because for sinners.
基督受苦是为了罪人，为了罪人。
Christ suffered for those who are unjust.
基督受苦是为了那些不义的人。
But many of us do not suffer this kind of suffering, the third suffering.
但是我们很多人都没有经历这方面的受苦。
Because all of us are born under sin.
因为我们都是由罪而生的。
So we never suffer just like Christ suffered for those who are unjust.
因此我们没有说像基督一样为那些不义的受苦。
So tonight I would like to share with you the second and third suffering.
因此今天晚上我要跟大家分享第二跟第三种的受苦。
Because many of us, it's very obvious if we suffer because of sin, and then, you know, it's very clear.
因为要是我们是因为自己的罪而受苦的话，那是很明显的。
But sometimes when we suffer for righteousness, we don't realize it.
但是当我们为义而受苦的时候，有时候我们
自己都没发现。And sometimes when we suffer like Christ suffered, we also do not realize it.
同样道理，要是我们像基督一样受苦的，有时候也不是很明显。
So for us, what do we gain when we suffer for our righteousness' sake?
当我们是为主而受苦的时候，我们得到了什么呢？
So we can see in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 14.
在彼得前书第三章十四节说。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
十四节。
But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. So the reason we should suffer for righteousness' sake because God will bless us.
这边说，要是我们为义而受苦的话，神会祝福我们。
Because truly, if we are suffer because of righteousness, God will honor us.
要是我们是为了神的义而受苦的话，神会祝福我们。
You can see, just like Job.
就像约伯。
Job, the reason he suffered because of his righteousness.
约伯受苦是因为他的义。
And on the end, God blessed him with many things.
那在最后，他因为这而得到了祝福。
Because all the possession that he lost, God doubled it.
那他一切他所失去的，他都加倍的得回。
And all the children he lost, God gave him back the 10 children he lost.
那他所失去的孩子也
So for us, if we suffer because of righteousness' sake.And then God will bless us.
那要是我们为义的受苦的话，就像约伯是会有福的。
So we have to think when we live in this world.
所以当我们在活在世上的时候，我们要
思想。Do we suffer because of righteousness?
我们是为义而受苦吗？
Are we brave enough to suffer for righteousness?
我们有足够的勇气而为主而受苦吗？
Because nowadays, for example, when we bring people to church.
例如当我们要带朋友来信主。
Sometimes when we kneel down and pray, we are afraid that people are gonna, you know, make fun of us. People are gonna say something bad about our church.
当我们跪下来祷告的时候，我们会担心我们的朋友会取笑我们，取笑我们的教会。
If kneeling down and pray in the spirit is according to God's will, it is the right thing that we need to do.
但是要是跪下来祷告是按照神的旨意的话，这就是我们该做的。
I remember a couple times when I come up here and speak, and when I went down, some brothers rebuked me.
我记得有时候我上来祷告，当我下去的时候，有一些弟兄就会指责我。
They said, you know, Woody, you should not say that our church is the only safe church.
他那些人说你不应该说我们教会是唯一得救的教会。
Actually, I thought a lot about this statement that the brother made.
我其实一直有在考虑这个问题。
And then I say to myself, why do I make a statement such as that our church is only safe church?
我在思想为什么我会直言说我们教会是唯一得救的教会。
The reason I make that statement because in my heart, 100% true, I know this church is only safe church, so I cannot say anything else.
因为在我心里面，我就是认定我们教会是唯一得救的教会。
But nowadays, for us as a true Jesus church believer,
但是对我们来说，我们作为真耶稣教会的信徒,
really, we should not compromise the things of the world and other denomination.
我们不应该因为其他在世上其他教派而妥协。
Because the minute we proclaim that we're the only safe church, many people will persecute us.
要说我们说我们是唯一的基督教会，也许很多人会指责我们，
including some brother and sister in our church.
包括一些在教会的信徒。
But it's okay.
但是这是,
because this is according to God's will for us to for a church to be glorified.
但是要是这是为了神的荣耀，是神的旨意的话，一切都没关系。
But truly, if we always afraid to say things about our church,
但是要是我们一直害怕说关于我们教会的事情，
how can we be blessed by God?
那我们怎么可以得到神的祝福呢？
Well, just think about this.
让我们仔细思考。
Nowadays, even just praying, we always so afraid that people will, you know, will say something about our church. But this is not the right attitude.
要是我们连祷告都会害怕别人闲言闲语的话，那这是不对的。
If we are ashamed to kneel down and pray in the Spirit, this means we are ashamed praying to God, and we are ashamed of the Holy Spirit that's inside of us.
要是我们连祷告都会觉得羞耻的话，那我们在神的面前也会觉得羞耻。
Because for me, I went to many other different churches.
因为对我来说，我去过很多的教会。
And there's no doubt in my mind, True Jesus Church is the only safe church.
因此在我的心里面是毫无疑问，真耶稣教会就是唯一的教会。
And I will proclaim this until I die.
我会直到我死的一天。
Because in my heart, truly, this is the only church for me.
因为在我心里面就是这样想的。
If there's any other church that is true,
因为在其他教会要是有真理的话,
actually, I want to know about it also.
我也想知道。
Because truly in our church, first, the salary is very low.
因为在我们教会, 薪水很低。
And plus, you always work and you go everywhere. You work so hard, like 24 hours a day sometimes.
那有时候工作很辛苦, 甚至24小时工作。
If there's another church, also true, like True Jesus Church, I want to go and see, I want to get an interview with them.
要是其他教会也是有真理, 像真耶稣教会的话,
我想去他们面试。 Since I was young, my mother always wanted me to be the Greek priest.
在我小时候，我妈妈就让我去读
the Greek priest, like Greek Orthodox.
希腊正教。
The Greek priests, they make $100,000 a year.
那些希腊的正教，他们一年赚很多的钱。
They buy them a house.
他们可以拥有自己的房子。
They buy them a car.
他们为他买一个房子,
then on holidays, right, on holidays, for example, praying for the dead, they would go to the cemetery.
他们甚至有假期。
2 minutes prayer, they get $20-$30 at a time for extra, right? People, you know, give them tip to pray for the dead.
那要是他们去为死人祷告两三分钟的话，就可以赚到很多的钱。
So for me, if the Greek church is true, why would I come to True Jesus Church?
那要是他们是有真理的话，那我为什么要来这里？
Bunch of Asian people here, right?
那这里都是亚洲人。
And all our church is not so, you know, the church itself, sometimes, you know, the chair is not so nice looking, the wall is not so nice looking. You ever gone to the Greek church? It's everything on the walls gold plated, right? And it's huge.
相比那些希列教的教堂来说，我们教会有时候很多东西都还不完善。
And when they go up there to give the sermon, they put a beautiful robe on, right? Yeah, beautiful robe,
他们甚至,
all gold and everything.
他们甚至在聚会的场所, 他们有很漂亮的一些装饰。
And they have the little boy hold the Bible for you. You don't need even to hold the Bible.
他们甚至有专人帮你捧着圣经。
So truly, if the Greek church is true, why would what am I doing here?
要是他们是有真理的话,
but for us, when we say our church is true, we are afraid someone is going to say something.
但是要是我们害怕说，因为我们讲了一些，讲说我们教会是唯一的救教会，别人就会说话的话。
But just think about why did Christ suffer?
但是这个时候我们就该想一想，
Christ said before Abraham was I am, right? And people thought he was crazy.
因为这样，很多人都会觉得是他是疯狂。
During that time, Christ said, "I am the bread of life." He said, "I am the bread of life."
那时候主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
All these things is very strange concept to the people, the rule of the Jews during that time.
那时候很多人他们都很熟悉当时的犹太的法律。
So because of this, many people, you know, want to kill him, want to persecute him.
因此很多人都想把耶稣打死。
So if God, Jesus said, if they persecute him, they also will persecute us.
因此耶稣说要是他连耶稣都会受到逼迫的话，我们同样会受到逼迫。
So for us as the true church of God,
因此作为真耶稣作为一个真教会，
if we cannot endure persecution from outside, then we cannot be blessed.
要是我们不能忍受从外面而来的逼迫的话，我们就无法跟随主。
Let's read First Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
请继续读彼得前书第三章
verse 15.
十五节。
But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，要是常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
First, if we suffer for righteousness' sake,
要是我们是为主而受苦，
then we will have this great hope to go to heaven.
那我们就会有永生的盼望。
Because the reason we suffer because the righteousness of Christ.So this means that really Christ finds us worthy to suffer for him.
要是我们是为主而受苦的话，我们就会觉得这是值得为。
Just like the apostle learned the book of Acts.
就像在使徒行传的那些门徒们。
When they were thrown into jail.
当他们被关到监狱里面。
They said they were glad that, you know, they count worthy to suffer for Christ.
他们觉得喜乐，他们是觉得是值得为主而受苦的。
So for us in the true Jewish church, truly, on the end, all of us, we must be persecuted.
因此，在作为真耶稣教会的信徒，我们都会受到逼迫。
Because Christ said, "There's another type of baptism will come upon us."
因为主说有另外一类另外一种的洗礼会降临到我们。
And this baptism is a baptism of fire.
那就是火的受洗。
So that's why for us, when we suffer truly, we should be rejoiced and glad inside our heart.
因此，当我们受苦的时候，我们心中要有喜乐。
Because the more we suffer for God, the more we can see the hope for eternal life.
因为当我们受苦的越多，我们就可以越看到永生的盼望。
But if we do not suffer for Christ,
但是要是我们没有为主而受苦的
话， really we cannot see the hope so clearly.
我们没法看到这个盼望。
Because God already told us in life we must go through trial and tribulation.
因为主已经告诉我们，当我们活着的时候，我们要经历很多的苦。
And Paul encouraged, if we want to enter the kingdom of God, we must go through trial and tribulation.
甚至连保罗都说，我们要是要进入神的国，我们必须经历很多艰苦。
So why, when we go through trial and tribulation, then we can see the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ very clearly.
因此，当我们经历苦难的时候，就是我们可以看到神盼望的时候。
You can see just like Job.
就像约伯
Job, he said in the beginning, he only hear or heard of God.
约伯刚开始的时候只是风闻有神。
But on the end, he said he see God with his own eyes.
最后他是亲眼见神。
This means after his trial and tribulation, his relationship with God have increased.
因此在经历了一切那么多的苦难之后，他的信心增强了。
The hope that he have in God is much greater than before.
他对神的盼望比从前更大。
So for us to suffer for Christ, this is the hope that we have inside of us.
因此，当我们为主受苦的话，就是我们内心盼望会增强的时候。
And in verse 16, say, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoer, those who revile you good conduct in Christ may be ashamed.
十六节说，存着无愧的信心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好行为的人自觉羞耻。
If we suffer for righteousness' sake,
因为我们要是我们是为主为义而受苦，
then those who persecute us on the end they will be shameful.
那些诬赖我们的人最后会自觉羞愧。
Why? Because the good conduct that we have conducted in front of Jesus.
因为我们在神面前做是做对的事。
That's why when I first came to Christ, many of my friends they thought I was crazy.
因此，当我刚来受信的受主的来信主的时候，很多朋友都觉得我是疯狂的。
They say, "Vudi, before you came to Christ, you used to be a bull, right? You go out, you dance, you party, you drink. Now you sit at home just like a little pussycat. You do nothing."
因为 当我还没受洗之前 我的生活是很不规律的 那当我受 信主之后我就是很生活很规律的一个人
Actually for many of us who've been in Christ for a long time this kind of statement we don't take it so seriously but if you first came to Christ and all your friends around you tell you this kind of stuff sometimes you think yeah really what am I doing right you think you're going crazy
那当我刚 受洗的时候那时候当朋友们这样子指责我的时候我会觉得说我是不是做有什么问题呢
But what happened on the end?
那最后怎么样呢
On the end, many of them who also want to come to church
那最后我很多朋友都想来教会
Actually, when they see us, when they see the way we live our lives, the way we live our life, the way we speak, and then it condemned them of their sin.
当我身边的朋友看到我生活的方式我生活的习惯之后就会 让他们觉得想要来教会
Why? Because for us we are the light of the world
因为我们是世上的光
And those who live in darkness and those who do evil if the light shine on them you will expose them
因为对那些活在黑暗里面的人我们所发出的光可以照到他们
And all of them they will feel ashamed
很多人都会觉得羞愧
Actually, that's why many the younger generation, true, the reason they cannot come to Christ, because every time they come to church, they listen to the word of God, their heart cannot take it. Because why? Because the word of God exposed all their sin.
所以对很多年轻人来说，他们没有办法来教会信主，是因为当他们听到道理的时候，他们觉得心里很羞愧。
Even though sometimes we have to suffer for righteousness' sake.
很多时候甚至要为义而受苦
But this righteousness, if we suffer, God will bless us.
但是当我们受苦的时候神会祝福我们
Not only that, but also God will give us the hope and we can see the hope very clearly in Him.
甚至神会给我们盼望盼望可以看到神
And also we suffer because of righteousness.
那是我们也是为义而受苦
And then on the end, that good deed will expose the evil deedthat those who revile us, those who think that we are going crazy.
那些我们的好行为会让那些作恶的人自觉羞愧。
So the second suffering, we know suffering for righteousness' sake.
因此，我们第二种受苦就是为义而受苦。
And the third suffering, we have the suffering because of Christ.
第三种受苦就是基督的受苦。
Because sometimes we are self-righteous, so we can suffer because we are self-righteous, not because of Christ.
那有因为有很多时候，当我们称义的时候，我们受苦而不是为了基督而受苦。
For example, many people, some people who do not believe in Christ, they believe that abortion is wrong, right?
那很例如说，很多人他们没有信主，但是他们都觉得堕胎是错的。
Even though they believe that abortion is wrong, so they will go against people who want to, you know, who's pro-abortion, so they will suffer for their righteousness.
因此，对那些人来说，他们也是为了他们的义而受苦。
But it has nothing to do with God.
但是那个是跟神没关系的。
Whatever they suffer is their own righteousness, not because of because of Christ suffering or suffering for Christ.
对他们来说，他们受苦是为了他们自己的义而受苦，而不是为了基督而受苦。
That's why most of us sit here today or tonight, we suffer because of the glory of Christ.
因此，在座我们当我们受苦的时候，我们是为基督而受苦。
That's why in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12.
在彼得前书的第四章。
Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you.As though some strange thing happened to you, verse 13.
十二章第十三节。
But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. So Peter encourages us here that when we are suffering for Christ, we should rejoice.
因此，在十二节跟十三节说，当我们受苦，我们应该喜乐。
And he says suffering for Christ is not a strange thing that we think is something strange.
这边说其实 不要以 以为奇怪
So nowadays how many of us truly suffer for Christ?
那今天我们有多少人是真的为基督而受苦
I think you know, we have a spiritual convocation in the next 2 weeks
我们两周之后就有灵恩会
Many of us try to go out there and preach the gospel
很多人都 我们很多人都尽力的出去传福音
And many people have rejected us
很多人都拒绝我们
Sometimes it's a suffering
很多时候就是一种受苦。
Sometimes, because every time we ask people to come, they always reject us, and then our heart, you know, we feel really sorrowful.
当别人拒绝我们的时候，我们会觉得难过。
And this is suffering for Christ.
这就是为基督而受苦。
Like I'm standing up here right now.
就像我现在站在这里。
I don't feel the movement of the Holy Spirit at all.
我感受不到圣灵的。
It seems so difficult for me to talk tonight.
我感到今天晚上很困难。
And for me, this is a great suffering.
对我来说，这就是一种受苦。
And the reason I suffer, why? Because I want to share the word of Christ.
对我来说，因为我是很努力想分享神的道理。
Of course, this is not the first time that happened to me.
当然，这不是第一次发生在我身上。
And since a couple of days ago, I'm trying to find a topic to talk for to talk tonight.
在几天之前，我在试图找今天晚上的题目。
And then Sister Khan, she emailed me, "Oh, please give me a topic, you know, so I can prepare."
那翻译的人就问我说，有没有题目？
And I tried to prepare. I cannot find any topics at all this talk.
但是我寻找了很久都没有办法找到题目。
So last night I emailed her two topics, but potential topics.
那昨天晚上她，我就发了两个题目给她。
Then this morning I emailed her another topic, which is this one.
那今天早上我又发邮件给他这一个题目。
When I prepare for this topic, really, I feel so much suffering.
当我在准备这个题目的时候，我真的感到备受苦难。
I feel I have no inspiration.
我觉得我没有任何的灵感。
And I become frustrated.
我就觉得很累。
And during this time, I know, wow, I think this kind of suffering is an experience for me to go through because many times when I stand on the pulpit, really, my heart feels so much suffering because when I speak, I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes.
因为对我来说，这是一个很特别的经历。很多时候我站在前面讲道的时候，我不知道自己在讲什么。
And I know some of you who give sermon before, right? You really feel so horrible when you stand up here when you know it seems God is not with you.
其实这是一个很可怕的感受，就是当你站在台前，感到神没有与你同在。
But we have to encourage ourselves that it's the suffering for Christ.
但是我们要鼓励自己说，这是为神而受苦。
If I did not do this for Christ, I wouldn't be up here talking to you, right?
So, 要是不是为神而做的话，我们没办法站在这里。So
suffering for Christ is a good thing.
所以为基督而受苦是一件好事。
Just think about Jesus, he really gifted in evangelizing and speaking to people.
就像耶稣，他在宣道方面很有。
He performed great miracles.
他也行了很多的神迹。
He spoke with the power and authority of God.
他有神的权柄。
But many people also left him, right?
但是很多人都离他而去。
Actually, 5,000 at a time they leave him.
五千次的他们离开。
So during that time, Christ is also suffered preaching the gospel.
因此，在耶稣他也为宣道而受苦。
That's why I know Uncle, right? You've been preaching the gospel many years to people.
就像我们有些信徒为一直努力的宣传。
Years after years, really, your heart becomes so tormented in the sense that why God did not bring anybody, so many people into our church.
当很多信徒他们努力了很多年，但是还是没有什么成绩的时候，
but if we
我们觉得很痛苦。
Consider this kind of suffering for God, and then we will have the strength to continue on.
但是当我们意识到我们是为基督而受苦的时候，我们就有力量继续前进。
So if we suffer like this, we should rejoice inside our heart.
因此，当我们要是为基督而受苦的话，我们应该觉得喜乐。
But in my case up here, I need to repent.
但是现在我觉得我应该悔改。
It's impossible for me to rejoice.
我现在无可欢喜。
Because as the worker of God, if God is not with you, it has to be something with me, not anybody else.
因为作为神的工人，要是神没有与我同在的话，这是我应该检讨的。
So for me, this is a trial and tribulation.
所以对我来说，这就是我要经历的艰苦。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
请看彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6.
六节。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Verse 7.
七。
Let the generous of your faith be in much more precious than gold that perishes, though it tested by fire may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So in these three verses you can see the reason we suffer for Christ because on the end will be refined just like gold.
从这三节里面我们可以看到，当我们受苦之后，我们会被试炼成金子。
Because if we are refined as gold on the end, we'll be able to praise and honor and glorify Christ.
因为要是我们被火试验呢，成为金子的话，我们就可以得到神的称赞跟荣耀。
So that's why for me, I truly believe the reason we go through trial and tribulation because God want to teach us, God want to refine us.
因此我深深的觉得当我们受苦是因为神要教会我们一些东西。
And even tonight, today when I try to prepare for my sermon,
就像今天当我要准备我的讲道。
I do not understand why I cannot think about anything to talk about.
我不了解为什么我脑子里面一片空白。
Then I know a thought always comes to my mind. Rudy, you need to pray more. You need to read the word of God more.
但是我有一个想法就是我需要多祷告多学神的话。
Because many of you have full-time job.
因为我们在做很多人都有全职的工作。
Really, if you pray 20, 30 minutes a day,This means, you know, God, he would be really happy.
要是我们可以每天花二十到三十分钟祷告的话，神已经会很高兴。
But for me, I have nothing else to do during the day.
那对我来说，我平常都没什么事情。
Sometimes visit couple of members.
有时候去探访一些信徒。
But the thing is, I need to read the word of God and pray to God a lot.
但是我要更多的去祷告，去学神的话。
Actually, to this point, not only to pray, but rather for my heart to be so pure.
不，其实不仅去祷告，甚至要让我的心更加清净。
But for my heart to be pure, the Holy Spirit has to purify me completely first.
但是这样的话，我需要依靠圣灵来帮助我。
But I know, even though I feel like this some days.
但是在有些时候。
But on the end, God He tried to refine me.
很多时候神都会用火来试验我。
So on the end, when I speak, when I talk, I'll be able to praise Him and honor Him and glorify His name.
因此，在经过这些试验之后，我们才可以来称颂神、荣耀神。
Let's also turn to the last verse in Roman.
最后我们请翻到罗马书。
Roman chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17.
16节17节
The Spirit Himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God, verse 17.
17
And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together with Him. So we can see in verse 16, verse 17 encourage us, if we suffer with Christ.
所以在16节17节告诉我们要是我们为主而受苦的话
On the end of our suffering, we also beglorified with Christ.
那到最后我们 也会与主一同荣耀。
So we know when we suffer with Christ, on the end, just like Paul, he has the crown of righteousness waiting for him.
就像保罗一样要是我们开始 与主一同受苦的话我们最后会得到荣耀的光冕。
So for us, the reason we suffer because of Christ, and on the end, when Christ comes back to judge the whole world,
因为当我们现在受苦的话，最后基督，主耶稣会审判这个世界。
Then God Christ will glorify us with Him.
然后我们受与他一同受苦的会得到荣耀。
So for me, I think if our church does not go through trial and tribulation, and there's something wrong with our church.
所以要是我们教会里面没有经历很一些苦难的话，我们就不是一个真教会。
Because if something really go against the world.The world must counter attack. This means we have to go through trial and tribulation.
因为当我们很多观念都与这个世上不一样的时候，这个世人就会反对我们，我们就会经历了很多的苦难。
If our church is not being persecuted by the people in the world, this means our church has conformed to the people in the world.
要是我们要是教会没有因为世人要是世人没有逼迫我们的话，就证明了我们教会是随着世界的潮流而动的。
Because for us, if we go through trial and tribulation, then God will refine us and God will make us perfect.
因为要是我们经历了受苦，神会试验我们，然后最后我们会得到神的光
明。So next time when we look at trial and tribulation, we know it's good for us.
因此，要是以后当我们看到受苦的话，我们应该知道这是好事。
Let's sing hymn 336.
好，现在让我们来唱诗336首。